Each of Shakespeare's plays tells us something about ourselves and our times. Macbeth can be seen through the lens of overwhelming ambition, The Merchant of Venice through anti-Semitism, and Othello, now at California Shakespeare Theater in Orinda through October 9th, can be seen as a show about racism.
Othello, obviously, is the long history in this country of the play that gets done when artists in the United States are interested in engaging with questions of race in America.
Eric Ting, artistic director of Cal Shakes and director of this production.
I think partly I was drawn to Othello for that reason, this idea that now at the end of Obama's term as president, at the beginning of his presidency, we thought briefly that we were in a post-racial America. And obviously what's come about since then is almost a kind of a more polarized America than we were before.
But Eric Ting also has something else in mind.
We often think of Othello as a black man, but we less often recognize Othello as the Moor. That was something that I said, oh, what if we were to do that? What if we were really to explore this play through also that lens?
The staging is simple. A group of chairs in a circle, actors informing the audience that they are actors playing the roles, sometimes stepping out of character to inform the audience of choices that are being made or of lesser known areas of history.
For me, this is my way of saying this is a play that we are telling, this is a story that we are telling, but is finally in the end a parable for our times. I'm less interested as a director in creating all of these layers of alienation and distance between the audience and the actors. I think this is a company of players, this is a company of actors that have come together to tell this story, and they're going to tell the story as if they are us.
Despite the title, this is really Iago's play, and James Carpenter holds the stage in all the scenes. By having the actors wear contemporary dress and go in and out of character, the audience is aware not only of the play's themes, but how they fit into modern politics. Aldo Billingsley as Othello wears a hoodie, and all the female performers, Liz Sklar as Desdemona, Julie Eccles as Iago's wife Amelia, and Elizabeth Carter as Bianca, ensure that the women they play are strong and play second fiddle to no one. Traditionalists could balk, but then why Othello? Why Shakespeare at all? While there's no getting around some of the language, which can be difficult to follow, the staging ensures that this production of Othello makes its meanings and messages clear.
The interesting thing that happened before we had really committed to Othello, politics and the political rhetoric, and in particular, I think, the political rhetoric coming from the GOP primary race and Trump, really feeding upon a kind of long tradition in this country of xenophobia, and in particular Islamophobia. What do we do about that, and how do we not come to terms with it or solve it? I'm not offering that. I don't think there's any way to do that. That's not something that happens quickly. It's not something that happens through theater alone, certainly. But how do we confront it?
Othello by William Shakespeare, directed by Eric Ting, plays at California Shakespeare Theater in Orinda through October 9th. For more information, you can go to calshakes.org. I'm Richard Walensky for KPFA.